Banda.
Oh, Liam, it's a day. A gorgeous June day.
I was going down to the ferry to collect you.
Oh, we docked early. The water over was smooth as glass. Trefadden is only glorious in the sunshine. That sea is turquoise.
We'll pay for that blue sky.
To think you've closed the cafe on a day like today, you'd make a fortune.
I'm more interested in the Eurovision. Will we start? I've been practising the lip trills.
Would you look at the sunlight dancing on all the island's trophies over there?
The island's trophies? They're all mine. I told you that last lesson.
Yours? You won that entire hall of trophies and medals? Lord save us, what for?
I told you the last time, for different stuff over the years. Sailing, three-legged race, egg and spoon, hurling, tennis, wrestling, ping-pong, tap dancing, Lindy Hop and amateur dramatics. And see this little one? This is from a spelling contest back in May 1983. I remember it particularly because I brought it home the day you...
won the Eurovision!
Exactly. Because I'd won the trophy, I was let stay up and watch. Irlande du Spain. I was only 7 at the time.
I was quite young myself.
Well, 25.
18.
Are you sure? I thought you were...
So, why show off your school medals?
It's my parents doing.
They're proud of you. Oh, what's this? Runner-up in a sewing competition. Only runner-up.
That's not mine.
Own up. They're all yours. It's a shrine to you.
No, that's Aisling's.
Ah, your sister. One leg, London. I remember that part.
The lesbian, yeah. The one who trapped me here. Aisling only ever thinks of herself, you see.
Emigrating with a disability and coming out as gay to her parents isn't easy. How is she doing these days?
Aisling? All right. She won the Essex Businesswoman of the Year. BBC News did a feature on her, though me and my folks missed it because I was captaining the pub quiz team that night.
Priorities, eh?
My parents don't mind her having one leg, you know.
Well, of course not. But it looks like they're very happy that you have two, and a fiancé. So, who's this little guy in the cage here?
My mechanical canary. But I showed you Delilah the last time.
No, you didn't.
I did, after the whiskies.
No, you didn't. How do you open...
I'll show you again.
Now, that is darling. Why did you put such a big mirror in the cage if he can't see himself?
Herself. I don't know. That's what you do with birds in cages, isn't it? Delilah keeps me company during the day.
Cute. Now, would you have a whiskey for me, Liam? To relax the vocal cords. The salty air irritates them. I hardly ever drink, you know.
Whiskey. Is that a good idea? After the last time?
What do you mean, last time?
Nothing. Nothing.
Lovely. I'll look after that bottle. Now, I'd like to establish your stage persona. Who you want to be on stage. The type of costume you have in mind.
Oh, I can show you the costume.
You've had one made already.
It's from my days with the Insane Daffodils. I had it dry cleaned last week. It's over here. I'll get it for you. Here it is.
God. Was it a glam rock group?
No, a boy band.
Right. Don't you think it's very... a bit...
What?
Well, tight. Have you tried it on?
I don't have to. It was made for me especially. It fitted me like a glove. My mother sewed the sequins on and Joe added this frill last week. It'll be perfect. I think I've stopped growing at this stage.
How many years ago was that?
19. Stage wear doesn't go in and out of fashion.
Yes, but years have a tendency to broaden us.
Martin O'Rourke is the one who's aged.
Ah, Martin. How did you and Martin meet?
His family had a caravan here.
On Trefadden?
He used to come over in the summer. We met in July 1988. A wet day. A Wednesday. We were 12.
I see. And when did you last see him?
I told you. We split up 19 years ago.
Split up! Ah, The band. Well, he's come a long way from summer spent in the Trefaden rain. If only his success made him happy, eh?
Those summers with Martin were the most creative of our lives. We wrote a song together.
I suppose there wasn't much else to do.
The Insane Daffodils were big. As well as that gig in Kilkenny, we had two gigs in Tramore that summer and a busload came to see us from Waterford. Martin was beautiful.
Beautiful?
Beautiful. Couldn't be edgy no matter how hard he tried. His snarl ruined by his full lips and dimples, and the curl in his blonde hair defied jail. And his eyes. Those cow-like eyes.
Excuse me?
God, he still has those eyes.
Ah, yes. Martin still has eyes.
Do you want water with those whiskies?
No, thank you. You two, you were close.
Me and Martin? Very. Brothers, more twins than me and Aisling. It was the most significant relationship of our lives.
Wouldn't that be with your fiancée?
Joe, that's different.
Is it? Okay. Let's do some scales. Lip trill up with me. And solo. Very good.
God, I'm like a horse. How long do you think it'll take before you whip me into shape?
Well, you're not bad. If you put the work in, we'll have you ready by October. Now, one more time. Lalas.
La 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 la.
Tempo, tempo. La la la. Encore.
The Daffodil was written and produced by Sue Healy and directed by Jim Nolan. Bamba was played by Jenny Ledwell and Liam by Michael Power. The series was edited by Eugene Sully with musical arrangements by Natasha Parwin and Will Ferguson. The Daffodil was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.